Boom.
Hi, everypony. Welcome to Macintosh and Mod, an episode-by-episode review of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, the podcast by two married adults who love this show in spite of their children.
My Little Pony, Season 3, Episode 5, Magic Duel. When they discover that a magic amulet has gained a strange power over Trixie, Twilight's friends set out to save her from her sinister spell.
It's a rainy night. Hooves are driving through puddles in Ponyville. A pony is in a cloak, running through the darkness.
Yes, some pony is running through a market and enters a shop. And it's searching through the shop, finds a, looks like a pony skull. It's a little creepy.
And in walks a shopkeeper.
Our rando pony of the week.
Ah, very early.
Mm-hmm. This is Curio Shopkeeper, a.k.a. Uncle Wing. I don't know, guys. There was a Reddit vote. That's his name.
May I help you, traveler? Something must have drawn you into my magic shop, and it must have been powerful. This is so big trouble in Little China.
Oh, it is. The cloaked figure points at what we find out to be the Alicorn Amulet, one of the most mysterious and powerful of the magical charms. It's too dangerous for you.
Yeah, can't sell that. It's much too dangerous. And then our mysterious pony drops a pile of gold on the table.
Oh, would you like that gift wrapped? And then the figure gets closer and closer to the amulet, but we do not see who it is. And then we get our theme. My little pony, my little pony. So we joined Fluttershy, and she's talking to her friends. Now, listen. Twilight Sparkle is great with magic. And then she turns to Twilight, gets a hoof right in her face, and goes, "If anything happens to my friend, so help me." And Spike butts in, goes, "Don't worry. Twilight's magic has gotten a lot better since she accidentally crushed me and Applejack with a giant snowball."
Twilight blushes.
I just don't want my friends to be scared. Look how scared they are.
All the bears, beavers, Angel, squirrels. Everybody's just like, "Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, we're here to do some magic with Twilight."
Ooh, this sounds like fun.
And Twilight goes, "You know, I promise nothing bad will happen." I know. So Twilight Sparkle starts using her magic, but nothing happens.
Except Fluttershy goes, "Stop, they can't take it anymore."
Twilight starts to make some of the animals do, like, figure eights, and then she brings them safely down.
Fluttershy is biting her hooves the whole time.
And Twilight says, "You know, we can practice later if Fluttershy says it's okay." And Fluttershy is cowering. Twilight says, "You know, I have to be my best when Princess Celestia arrives with the delegates from Saddle Arabia." Yeah, Saddle Arabia.
Puns aplenty.
She's trusting me with the entertainment. And Rainbow Dash, like, swoops in and tackles Twilight. "Come quick, it's an emergency." And then we cut to town.
The town square, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. And Rarity has been zapped into an outfit.
"You beast! This shade of brown should only be used for accents."
And she faints onto Applejack as Pinkie Pie comes along and says, "We need to get her into a nice, soothing pink stat."
Because, of course.
Yeah, that's what Rarity
That will make Rarity feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. And Twilight Sparkle and Spike show up, and like, "What is going on?"
Well. If it isn't Twilight Sparkle.
"Trixie, what are you doing here?"
Yeah, that's right. It's Trixie.
One of your favorite of the background ponies.
The great and powerful Trixie.
Rainbow Dash is like, "You call that great and powerful?" Trying to kind of like mock her, and Trixie just kind of looks at her and zaps her with her magic, and now one of Rainbow Dash's wings is gigantic, and she can't control her flying. She's like flying in a circle now.
And guess what? Thirsty boys are here again to do whatever Trixie wants. It's snips and snails.
They're watching all of this, and they think it's hilarious. I'm like, "Oh, good spell.
Oh, great and powerful Trixie."
Trixie says, "You two, quiet." And she zapped them, and now they are both attached at the horns.
Fighting each other, somehow trying to detach. It's...
to be in control.
Twilight... God, they're dumb.
They are the dumbest boys. They really are.
And they really like her.
They don't like her. They just find her entertaining.
They nearly worship her.
That was last time. But this time, she's entertaining them with their funky spells.
Mm.
Twilight Sparkle, "Stop picking on my friends, Trixie." And Trixie's all like, "We have some unfinished business." I want to challenge you to a magic duel. The winner stays, and the loser has to leave Ponyville forever.
Twilight refuses.
Twilight says, no way, no how. And Trixie bounces Spike, then throws him through a hoop, a barrel hoop.
She makes him into a Dragon Ball.
Basically. And Twilight's like, why are you doing this?
You humiliated me. I became a laughingstock after what happened with the Ursa Minor. No one would pay attention to me. I even had to take a job on a rock farm to make a living. A rock farm.
Okay, and we see a little video. She's like, she's created this screen showing her humiliation next to her. And this rock farm is actually the Pie Rock Farm.
Yeah.
And we see Ignatius Rock Pie, who is Pinkie Pie's father. And just then, Pinkie Pie says, you're lucky a rock farm would take the likes of you.
To which Trixie creates a magic cursor and puts Pinkie's mouth in a garbage can, like a computer.
Trixie says, now I want revenge, and I'll keep casting spells until you agree. So she casts a spell, and she picks the library up and turns it upside down. And now the books are falling out, and Aloysius is trying to, like, grab the books as they fall. And Twilight Sparkle looks over and sees her friends hurting. Rarity is cowering under a pink blanket.
Which is just the best.
Pinkie Pie is crying at a plate of cupcakes that she can't eat because she doesn't have a mouth.
Uh-huh.
Snips and Snails are still attached and being ridiculous. And Rainbow Dash can barely fly because that one wing is so large. And so Twilight just kind of goes, all right, let's duel.
And all the magic gets erased by Trixie in that moment.
Except for Pinkie Pie's mouth. Mm-hmm. So Trixie lays out the terms again. Okay, winner gets to stay. Loser has to leave Ponyville forever, and we have a stare down and a draw. And Trixie animates a cart, and it's headed right towards smashing our former rando pony Shoeshine. And Twilight stops it and, you know, places the cart safely to the side. And then Trixie animates a bunch of pies to be thrown at Twilight, and Twilight conjures a sprite, which we've seen before as well.
Parasprite.
The Parasprite. And the Parasprite eats all the pies and then multiplies into another sprite, and Twilight quickly sends them away.
Good for her, because that could have ended real bad.
Yeah, that would have. And then we've got Trixie makes snow everywhere, mm-hmm. and Twilight uses a heat spell to melt all the ice.
And now it's Twilight's turn to go on the offensive.
Twilight makes Trixie grow a giant mustache, and then Trixie, you know, animates some scissors and cuts it all off. And then Trixie says, Snips and Snails, step forward.
What is it?
And she casts a spell on them, and Snips is aged to a baby, and Snails is aged to an old pony. And Twilight Sparkle's like, what? An age spell? How can you do an age spell? That's only for the highest level unicorns. And then Twilight Sparkle is trying to reverse the spell, and she's focusing really hard, and she's sweating, and she just gives out. She has run out of magic. And Trixie just starts talking, and she's like, I am the highest level unicorn. It's time for you to leave.
To which the main six immediately step in. Now, you may have won, but you can't expect her to leave Ponyville.
That's enough. And Trixie's like, oh no, she's already gone. And she picks up Twilight Sparkle and shoves her away, and then creates a glass dome all over Ponyville. All the main six run to the glass, yeah. And Twilight's on the other side, and Twilight Sparkle says, it's okay, I'll figure something out, take care of each other, and she runs away.
And pay attention to Trixie, something's not right with her.
Mm-hmm. So we cut to Twilight Sparkle's trying to do an age spell on a flower, and she's starting to get it, and then the flower goes back to the way it was before.
Ugh.
And she's like, this is impossible. Without Spike, I can't get a message to Celestia. And who else do I know can understand strange and powerful magic? And she takes off running.
Cut to Zecora's house.
Mm-hmm.
Because we knew we were headed there.
So Twilight's explaining what's going on to Zecora. And Zecora's speaking in rhyme. And she's like, you know, that's an abuse of power. And Twilight says, you know, I can't take her horn to horn. And Zecora says, you know what? If you train with me, we'll make sure that she leaves. And while they're having this conversation, Twilight keeps knocking over Zecora's cup, and then Zecora, like, uses her magic to, like, bring it back, and then she just keeps doing it. And Zecora is just being reassuring, like, you can beat her. You can.
It would be tragic if some pony beat my training.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We cut to town, and there are now Trixie banners all over the place. Cut to the town hall. We haven't really decided what this is called. Town hall, I guess is what it is. The cake family has made a candy throne for Trixie, and Trixie is making Applejack make cider for her, and Applejack starts to refuse, so Trixie animates a feather and tickles her.
Oh, it's not apple cider.
Oh.
How long until that applesauce facial?
Oh, it's an applesauce facial. Okay, I missed that. An applesauce facial?
Hence Applejack's reaction.
That's true.
Right?
Cider she probably would have done.
Applejack says, I'm doing nothing until Twilight comes home, and then she gets tickled by feathers. It's tickle torture. Anything to make it stop. Pinkie Pie is forced to dance for Trixie with no mouth. And this is not happy dancing. Pinkie Pie is in very much distress right now.
Yep. And Rarity is being forced to make these garish banners.
Uh-huh.
And she's just like, some pony needs to help us. Okay, Rarity lost half a point.
What?
By being whiny and obnoxiously horrible.
I didn't think she could lose half points or win half points. I thought we decided that wasn't possible.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, that's right. You make the rules.
Oh, that has never been discussed. She stops losing points when she gets to 10.
I don't know about this.
She's being whiny and hopeless. She loses half a point.
But she's also the one who comes to Twilight's defense after the duel. She's the first one to speak up. Just saying.
She's whiny and helpless. She's losing half a point. I'm mad at her. She's at a 4-5 now.
Cut to our pony Dagobah training.
Twilight Sparkle is on top of a lake. She's like hovering over a lake or a pond. And then she's got some bubbles that she is animating around her. And Zecora is telling her to remain focused. That's when Twilight starts thinking about Trixie talking to her and saying that she's the most powerful. And she falls into the lake with the bubbles. And Zecora walks away. He's just like, you need to concentrate.
There's much that I can teach, but the answer might just be out of reach.
Mm-hmm. So we get back to town and we see that there are even more flags now. There's even two Trixie statues in the middle of town. And the friends are in the library looking through their books. Pinkie Pie still has no mouth and she's complaining. To which Applejack says, I hear you, Pinkie. Fluttershy finds a book with the amulet in it and she goes, I think I found something over here. And Rarity starts saying, we're just going to have to get used to this Trixie Ponyville. See, that's the other thing that annoyed me. She automatically was starting to give up and just being like, well, this is how it's going to be.
All right, it's fair.
Yeah, there you go. I could have made it a whole point, but I only made it half.
This sounds an awful lot like Trixie's magic.
Yeah, she wants me to grow apples without peels. How am I supposed to do that?
It's called the Alicorn Amulet, and whoever wears it
Hey, look, you found the book. All right, hey guys, this is the Alicorn Amulet, and it looks like there's some untold power.
If you read a little further,
you can't take it off her neck, but if we try to give Trixie's force field.
But you can't.
So basically, Fluttershy has seen the book, she's read everything, she's trying to tell it to the friends, but now they're acting like they discovered it.
Okay, so let's be very clear to the friends, though.
Mm-hmm.
Fluttershy's too quiet to get their attention.
Yeah, they're not, like, straight up ignoring her, she's just not asserting herself here like she should.
No, she's always been quiet.
Soft-spoken.
Hey, I might have found something. Spike gets all the credit for this, for finding the book, because he's the one who grabs it.
And then Rainbow Dash swoops in and goes, I know who has the goods to get us in the woods. And everyone's like, who? Fluttershy. She tries to run away.
Of course.
I can't. I'll crack under the pressure. And Rainbow Dash says, no, Fluttershy's going to sneak out of Ponyville and she'll find Twilight.
But I...
Okay. Everybody hooves in, and so everybody put their hooves in, plus Spike, and then...
Fluttershy finally decides she's going to do it.
And then she's super sweating.
And Rarity, I know just the design for the dangerous mission outfit.
Ugh. Okay, so now we get a view of Ponyville under the dome, and we see that the dome is filled with a lot of dark clouds. And Trixie is making Snips and Snails pull her in a chariot.
Pull, you fools!
Can't we have some wheels?
I don't trust wheels.
And so they explain that something has tripped, the glass dome alarm, and it's beavers. Beavers are hitting the glass dome. They are trying to get their log out because they got work to do.
They're like, meh, 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 meh.
And Trixie's just like, whatever. And she raises the dome and they take their log and they go under the glass. So they're outside Ponyville now. Trixie makes a giant chariot to make Snips and Snails carry her on. And they go, why is she so mean to us? I miss the days when she was just a fraud.
By the way, Trixie doesn't seem to be into having this much power. Like, now that she has it, she's like, this is too much work.
Yeah, because you gotta rule over people. It's not all fun and games. So Fluttershy was hiding in the log, the beavers took out. And she gets out of the log. She goes, oh no, my dangerous mission outfit is ruined. I should go back.
The beavers grab her and drag her back outside.
And then these birds come by and start talking to her. And she's like, I guess I gotta go find Twilight. Oh, you found her? She's in the Everfree Forest?
Runs back to the log.
And they come back and get her. And she says, this is me being brave. I want to be brave at home, locked in my closet with my teddy bear. And this is as the birds are flying her into the Everfree Forest.
They're just like, ugh, come on, Fluttershy.
Yeah, come on, dude. So Fluttershy is at Zecora's hut, and Twilight is like, I can't believe I didn't recognize it. And she goes, but how am I gonna fight this?
And the more she uses the magic, the more corrupt she becomes.
And Zecora offers, you must nix her magic and use the six.
Zecora, you're a genius.
Now let's get you back to Ponyville, Fluttershy. So it's the next day, and the sun is shining. But we hear the alarm, the glass alarm is going off again, and Trixie is grumpy. She goes, this better not be another false alarm. And she sees Twilight Sparkle and Zecora at the glass. And she's like, what do you want? You can't come back here. Twilight explains, I know about the amulet. You cheated.
But Zecora gave me a real amulet, and it is way more powerful.
Because it is beyond the Everfree Forest.
There's nothing more powerful than the Alicorn amulet. Care to put your amulet where your mouth is?
How about another duel? And Trixie kind of like, wait, she goes, and then Twilight starts to walk away. Okay, I guess you don't need my magic. And Trixie goes, wait. And she dissolves the dome. So we go back to town square. And we see that Mayor Main is in a birdcage.
Yeah, she's in a cage. She's caged up.
Mm-hmm.
For what reason? We have no idea. Let's speculate. Why do you think she's in a cage?
Mm-hmm.
What, is it on display that, you know, a show of power, Trixie's taken over and there's no ruler in
Ponyville?
Yeah, Ponyville?
I think it's the equivalent of, like, the stocks. They put her in a birdcage instead, which is kind of funny.
Weird.
Trixie starts us off. She gets Snips and Snails and she does an age spell on them. And she's made them both into babies.
An oldie, but a goodie.
Mm-hmm. And Twilight Sparkle's like, Applejack, Rarity, would you mind helping me? And they're just kind of like, okay, I guess we're a little nervous.
Huh?
So Twilight zaps them, and all of a sudden we get Philly Applejack and a Philly Rarity.
And Applejack's hat falls over her head.
Yeah, because it's too big for her. It's super cute. And then Twilight zaps again, and they're back to normal. But she goes, oh, that's nothing. So she zaps him again, and we get a Philly Rarity and an old age Applejack.
Uh-huh.
Then she zaps him back to normal. And then she zaps him again, and we get a Philly Applejack and a regular Rarity. And then we zap him again, and they're back to normal.
And they're sweating.
Yeah. And Trixie's like, that is impossible.
That's nothing. Rainbow Dash?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
All of a sudden, there are two Rainbow Dashes. Huh. Duplication spell.
Yow!
And then Twilight Sparkle's like, ever see one pony play 10 instruments? And she zaps Pinkie Pie, and Pinkie Pie is playing her one-man band setup. And Pinkie Pie gets in Trixie's face, and she goes, okay, one more. I can turn a mare into a stallion. And so we're looking at Applejack, and then she zaps her. And then we get a stallion Applejack.
It looks almost exactly like Big Mac. But it's Applejack's color and Applejack's flank. And we hear Applejack in deep voice go, yup.
And then Twilight zaps him back to normal. And Twilight Sparkle is just like, yep, my amulet is more powerful. So Trixie decides to take it.
Uh-huh.
She takes off the Alicorn amulet and puts on the Zecora amulet, if you will. And just then Rainbow Dash comes by and takes the Alicorn amulet, and Trixie's like, you can go ahead and take it. I have this now. And she tries to zap Rainbow Dash, but it really only tickles Rainbow Dash.
Yeah, it's like tickling lightning.
What? That's supposed to wriggle you with agony. Rainbow Dash says, I think you need to go back into hiding. Twilight Sparkle says, oh yeah, that amulet is one of Zecora's doorstops.
Fall to the ground, crunch.
Trixie goes, but how did you do those spells? Nobody could do that kind of magic.
You're right. No pony can. Not even me.
And so she starts to explain what she did, and we see...
We see the Crusaders are all together, and Sweetie Belle is getting made up to look like Rarity. Apple Bloom is getting made up to look like Applejack in the filly form. Mm-hmm. Fluttershy is getting painted up to look like Rainbow Dash.
Granny Smith is getting painted to look like Old Age Applejack.
And Big Mac is getting painted to be Stallion Applejack.
It's pretty funny.
And so then we see clips of them jumping back and forth in mm-hmm. between...
The zaps.
Yep.
And Twixie's like, what about the pony with the 10 instruments?
Oh, that? That's just Pinkie Pie. And Pinkie Pie's still playing.
Yep.
Because Pinkie Pie can play all those instruments. We know this.
Yeah, this is her one-man band setup that she did to get rid of the pear sprites.
Mm-hmm.
Nice callback.
So the clouds clear.
Mm-hmm. It's the next evening and the animals are flying through the sky.
Angel's first and he's just grinning.
It's synchronized animal flying.
Ah.
And Fluttershy is just cowering with Spike. She's too afraid to look.
Saddle Arabia delegates are impressed, to say the least.
They are. And fireworks start to appear. And Twilight Sparkle finishes her routine with the animals. And she looks over and she's like, Trixie?
I treated you so horribly, and I figured it was the least I could do. You can forgive me, can't you?
Sure.
Good. Now, don't you think the great and apologetic Trixie is the most magnificent, humble pony you've ever seen?
And Twilight Sparkle shakes her head.
And Trixie does her patented smoke, is running away, falls on her face, and then keeps running. Because that's Trixie.
Because that's how Trixie leaves. And then, you know, the screen starts zooming into black, and Pinkie Pie pushes her way out of the black and starts pointing towards her face because it still hasn't been made correct. Twilight Sparkle comes on, appears, and she fixes Pinkie Pie's face, and Pinkie Pie goes,
My Little Pony.
And the credits roll. Oh.
What a good sight gag.
It is a great sight gag and a really great use of Trixie.
I love Trixie.
I know you do.
I wish they would use her more. She's such a fun little foil character.
Yeah, and she's a good foil to all of them.
And she's... What's nice about her, too, is that she's not so much a villain as she is just, like...
A nuisance.
Yeah.
Like, she's obnoxious and annoying and just one of those people you have to deal with from time to time.
Yep.
Kind of like Diamond Tiara and Silver Spoon.
And maybe, to a lesser extent, Discord.
I don't know about that.
I have to wait and see with him. Fun episode.
Yeah, one of the better ones, I'd say.
Season's been a little bumpy, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say it's just a season. I just think it's one of their better episodes in general.
Oh, okay.
I like that they're using... We like Trixie as a character. She's a good foil, specifically for Twilight Sparkle, but just she's plays with the other friends really well, and so I like it when she shows up.
All right, until next time.
Bye, guys. That's it for this episode. Please take a moment to review and rate us on iTunes, and for questions and comments, drop us an email at macintoshandmod@gmail.com.
The great and powerful... Let's try that again.
Mm-hmm.